It's got that Oreo groove.
You could go to Fairfax and use it.
What is a neat? Why do I know that? Oh, that's why I know what that is. Okay. Like that's the food tacos.
Yeah.
Food tacos.
Is that, he was joking.
Oh wait, I've been to Anita's.
You
right
went there.
Right.
One time when it was all snowy.
Yeah, I went to Anita's. I remember.
Anita Dick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know Patrick's. You say Patrick. People think Patrick's a fun guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can't invite too many Patricks over then, because then you won't have mushroom.
Oh, he's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy.
Get mushroom.
Yeah. I know I'm smiling, but I'm sort of sad.
Patrick's gonna kick us out of his house. Yeah.
He's like, oh man.
He's like, get the fuck out of my house.
This is so funny.
Sudden wave of crushing depression.
Oh man, I didn't mean to bum anybody out. Yeah, thanks a lot, Jesse.
It was my fault. I took something that was.
Because I knew it was coming. I was watching it coming. I was like waiting it. When you said,
because I had the setup voice. Because I was like, you know, because when you earlier were talking about Patrick, this fun guy.
As soon as he said "fun guy" like 5 minutes ago, I was like, it's coming.
Yeah, oh, you knew happen. You saw it even before that.
That was Mr. Lily, because I didn't actually have him.
Yeah, it was Mr. Lily.
I had him. Well, here's what's weird about it.
You
is because
have him, you weren't at that high school.
I wasn't at that high school, but I took that class with Dr. Lily. It was funny because he wasn't
a doctor.
He wasn't
a doctor.
No, I had him at Nova, and I was in the class with Kim, who did have him with you.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was like in 2005.
I remember this story too.
Wait, you had, we had him in 1994.
Yes, yeah. And that was what was weird because I was in a class with.
Why were you taking a biology?
Because I was getting a credit out of the way.
Did you take biology at Nova?
Yeah, just because I had to get it out of the way because I dropped out of Mason. I never actually took any classes other than.
I take biology every night in my bed.
Ooh, yeah.
My mom had that guy as a teacher.
What?
Yeah.
But it was a weird connection because. It was like he told the fun guy joke.
Oh, he did.
Yes, in a college setting.
Wow, and it was great.
And it was funny. Because
I can't believe it.
I swear to God.
Yeah, no, I mean,
heard us talk about that before?
Was no, totally but it was. But I heard. But Kim was.
That was
the
first day of class. He told that joke.
He told that joke. He's like, yeah, and ladies, and he was always hitting on these hot.
Yeah,
Greek,
he was weird. And
there were these hot Greek girls who sat in the front row in our class. And he'd be like, yeah, like ladies, you know, like when you have some guys over, you have some fun guys, you know, like he was telling the same fucking joke.
Yeah.
And people, some guy called him Dr. Lily and he responded to yes. Like, so then everybody in the class.
So that makes sense though. If he was at college, you're more likely to call somebody or presume them to be a professor.
Exactly.
Yeah. So wait, Kim knew the joke then. She'd heard it before?
Yes.
Was she like, dude, I heard he said that joke before.
Yeah. And then I talked to Patrick about it.
Yeah.
And I said, Patrick, the only reason I knew that he was a Jeb Stuart is because Kim was in the class. And the first day of class, Kim was like, oh, Mr. Lily.
Oh.
And then he was like, oh, hi, darling. Hi, darling. I remember you. Or something like that. So it was like.
I remember you.
So it was 05. I remember because I was taking a class. With James Carville was teaching a class at Nova.
I thought James Carville was taking biology.
No, but he had this book that he recommended called.
I don't remember.
But James Carville recommended this book called The Great Influenza, which was written by one of his.
That sounds like a hilarious joke magician. Where he coughs a lot. the great influenza.
So I remember reading that book, and then
here's a rabbit out of a hat.
And I remember reading that book.
Great influenza.
It was just weird. It was weird.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just. It's all coming back to me. But this was 12 years ago, which is a long time ago.
It was 20 some years ago for the rest of us.
That's right. For me, it was 12 years ago, but for you guys,
especially me.
When did you guys have the class with Mr. Lowe?
94, yeah. 94.
Oh, so for me, it was 10 years after that.
Freshman year, I think.
Yeah, okay. It was freshman because I remember there was some sophomore
chemistry was sophomore.
Okay, so yeah, so
with Marty Einstein. Yeah.
We had biology, chemistry, physics, and then senior year was you could do a second one of whichever one.
I don't think I took science my senior year, did I?
Everybody took Mr. Lily because he was the easy teacher. Everybody knew that he was on Rate My Professor. He was the joke class to take.
I took computer.
So everybody took him.
Yeah, that guy was a joke.
Dude. Yeah, it was a goofy. It was I didn't give a fuck about biology. I just had to get the credit.
Don't give a fuck about biology.
Yeah. There was another guy named Dan in our biology class that actually wanted to buy the biology book at the end of class.
Biology.
He's like,
Because
when you're issued the book?
Books. No,
in high school?
In high school, yeah.
He liked the class so much he wanted to buy the book.
Yeah, and he went to Dr. Lilly and was like, "Can I buy this book?" He's like, "What?"
He's like, "If you just steal them, they won't let you graduate."
You have to buy it. Yeah,
you have to buy it.
Stole that textbook.
Yeah, because you have to write your name in a little card in it, or like your name.
Even if you're super into biology, why would you buy the high school biology? Why not buy like a real biology
book? I don't know, man. That's a good.
Maybe
question.
Maybe he wasn't. Maybe Mike he was smarted by biology, but not smart enough to know that he should get like a better. Yeah,
the moron version.
You know what I need? I need freshman high school biology that I've already taken. That's how I'll get good at biology.
You know what? At my level, that'd probably be what I'd want to read at this point in my life. Like, I'd know nothing about this.
I think I still have my college calculus book. I took calculus in college, by the way.
Yeah.
I took it.
You got your mitosis. You got your cells. You got your mitosis, and you got your cells. Your red blood cells and your white blood cells, and you got your.
That's racist.
Oh.
One time, like,
mitosis on your fingers.
Oh.
Mitosis on your fingers. Mitosis.
I get it.
On your finger.
Because it's toe.
Everybody gets it.
I don't know what it is.
Does it work as a pun?
Everybody gets it. Shut up.
I know, but I mean, does it work as a pun if it's not like a common phrase? Like, my toes is on your fingers?
Mitosis.
I was saying.
There's got to be a joke
about
mitosis like, cold. Your fingers are warm, mitosis cold.
No.
Is there another biology word that has like a noun and a. What's it is?
I remember in seventh grade I took a verb? Life science.
That's a verb, yeah, because
it's like a predicate verb or
something. Yeah, because being is doing still.
What's an oral groove, Patrick? Patrick, what's an oral groove? What's an oral groove? Because I remember because we were, my friend Will Cole, he wrote this song about
oral
Atif.
Groove?
There's this guy in our class who's from Pakistan. His name was Atif.
It's that little divot under your dick.
See, here's the story. You want to hear the story?
It's really not that interesting. Oral groove.
But this guy,
this isn't a groove at all.
This guy Atif.
Well, it's the best thing to come up with.
Dan's dick is fucked up.
This guy Atif, he had his mouth open in class, and Andrew Williams started calling him a blowjobber. Basically, Will Cole, Andrew Williams, and I, we would call Atif a blowjobber constantly in the seventh grade at lunch.
That's a really good insult.
Will Cole wrote a song about it, and the lyrics were, my name is Tugla, and I like to eat meat. I want to get a blowjob from a guy named Atif. It doesn't cost much, and he makes it smooth. It even feels good in my oral groove. And then this girl in our life science class said, what, do you mean he was a paramecium? Because apparently an oral groove was a part of a paramecium that we learned from our 7th grade biology class.
Whoa.
And we were like, you don't get our joke.
I remember everything from my biology class from 7th grade.
Oral
honestly,
groove.
Like, no joke.
I remember that
I do not remember the term oral groove.
Okay, exactly.
Made that up. I think that's a forced lyric.
Obviously, it was a forced lyric.
Wait, so this was in biology? Atif was a blowjobber?
Well, no, Atif was
Atif
was when you discovered it.
Atif was in our biology, life science class.
Okay, so it was biology.
It was 7th grade. It was called life science.
Wait, so did he come up with the lyric oral groove because it was about biology?
Yes!
So he knew it was about biology.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember totally.
It would be an amazing coincidence otherwise.
But it doesn't cost much and he makes it smooth. Then he had to rhyme it with something. and I think
he rhymed Atif with meat?
My name is Tugla and I like to eat Tugla. And I like to eat meat. I want to get a blowjob from a guy named Atif.
You went to school with all those characters. Like.
Yeah, those are. I still talk to those guys sometimes. Like,
is Atif okay?
Atif, you can really find him in the news.
Atif is gone.
He actually became a lawyer, and later in life, he got arrested because he was going to get on a plane in like 2006, and they were making terrorist jokes, like literally, because he's an American kid. And he got thrown off the plane, and they sued the airline. If you were to look up Atif Irfan plane, you would find the story from 2006.
I'm not going to put that search in my Google.
But we called him a blowjobber constantly. That was like
this dude works in DC.
What if I typed in Atif the blowjobber? Would it come up that I just didn't want to search for Atif Tahrir the plane.
Atif Irfan.
Wait, so there's a lot of things going on here. Like,
I know there's a lot happening.
Atif. So you got. Yeah. So you got mitosis.
Yes.
On Atif. In my oral groove.
The oral groove.
Atif, because Atif is in my. There's Atif in my oral groove.
Is it? Because that's true. Like a joke for teeth.
There's many Atifs.
A T I F.
Yeah, you got teeths.
Yeah, but
so mitosis.
Like a joke for teeth?
My name.
Atif in my oral groove.
No, Atif was just in.
I do got gap of teeth.
First period was life science. Okay. Third period was English. In third period, we all had the same. You know when you go to different classes.
Mitosis. Atif in my oral groove. Okay, that's just.
I'm not sure, but I just remember.
I'm not sure.
But I remember third period was English, and Atif was sitting there in class like this, bored. So Andrew Williams like, that guy's a blowjob.
I love that term. That's great. That's fantastic.
And then Will Cole like decided to write, and he lives in Brooklyn now. Will Cole lives in Brooklyn with his wife, who was my... What's that? Oh, God, we're going to get into that. Yeah, no. Yeah, he lives up in Brooklyn with his wife, who's... Oh, I mean, and then his wife is friends with this chick who was on Saturday Night Live, who was in my
TFA?
Probability and Statistics class. No, Casey Wilson. She was in my Probability
Casey
Statistics
Wilson.
Class. And I remember her.
Toes.
And I Google her, and I'm like, oh, who's the hot chick? And I'm like, fuck, she was in my, you know, like, Probability and Statistics class. I don't know, it was weird,
That's
so... Weird.
That's a hot class.
Someone I know.
Yeah. That was a high school class?
Yeah.
Someone in New York told me once that...
probability and statistics that I'm going to get out of Alexandria.
She was a year younger.
0%.
She was a year younger than us.
Someone I knew in New York said that her roommate was the stepdaughter of the guy that Kramer was based on. And said he was kind of creepy.
See, that's a cooler story.
Apparently he was creepy.